My title of the sermonette here today is Famine in the Land. That's famine in the land. In dictionary.com, the meaning for the word famine is as follows. One, extreme and general scarcity of food, as in a country or large geographical area. Any extreme and general scarcity and extreme hunger, starvation. Other words or synonyms for famine are dearth, paucity, poverty, meagerness. I will focus on the word meager pertaining to this message. And meager means deficient in quantity or quality, lacking fullness or richness, scanty and inadequate. In the Word of God, there are so many accounts of famine in the land, from Genesis to Revelation. I will point out just a couple of them. There's the famous Joseph and the famine in Genesis 47, 13, verses 26. That's Genesis, turn there for it with me. Genesis 47, 13 through 26. Now, there were no bread in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the grain which they brought, what they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed." Then Joseph said, "Give your livestock, and I will give you bread for your livestock, if the money is gone." 17, so they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses, the flocks, the cattle of the herds, and for the donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. I will skip down to 25. So they said, "You have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to do this day, that Pharaoh should have one-fifth except for the land of the priests only, which did not become Pharaoh's. Joseph obeyed God and was blessed by God because of his obedience. Genesis 48, verse 15. And Israel blessed Joseph and said, "May God, before whom all my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, walked, the God who fed me all my life to this day." And Joseph saved the land from famine. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, the curses are mentioned if there is disobedience to God. Curses in every sector in life. Please turn with me to Deuteronomy 28. Verses 15 through 28, and it says, Deuteronomy 28:15-28. "The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart." 15. "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings, in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish." I will skip to 28, verse 28. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. How about today, brethren? We see a little taste of famine in the world. Matter of fact, in this country. You turn on the news, we talk about food shortages. Families can't afford to feed their kids due to high prices on food. $7 for a dozen eggs. This reminds me of the scripture in Revelation 6, 5 and 6. I'll just read it for you. Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6. This is one of the seals. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And that resembles the scarcity of food. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." So that refers to the famine, Father, the famine in the land that's about to come. Now, there is a horse farm about a few miles down our road where we live. A few years ago, I wanted to get some horse manure, complete fertilizer that does it all. So I said, "I'm going to go down there, ask the gentleman there." And he says, "Sure, yeah, I'll bring some horse manure." He brought a truckload. I mean, this thing, it covered like 1/16 of the property. It was just like all manure. I'm like, okay. I just wanted a couple buckets of it. But then I said, "How much I owe you for this?" He said, "Well, whatever produce, give me a portion of what you grow, and I'll be happy with that." I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah, no problem. That's all I want." I said, "Wow." And I'm thinking about the millennium, how it will be, where people will be bartering. And we'll be having people just bartering, and they won't want money. They just, "Give me some of your tomatoes and the cucumbers, and I'll give you more horse manure." But that kind of really sank into me. It kind of really hit me to the heart that there's still people out there that it kind of resembles the millennium, and how when God takes over the government of this world, that it will be like that. And that gives me hope. Even the horse manure, it's just, I can't wait for that. Yeah. Brethren, there will be a famine in the land, even in a spiritual sense. Lacking in understanding in the Word of God, it's rightly named, so named, famine of the world. Well, please turn with me to Amos 8, 11 through 12. That's Amos 8, 11 through 12. "Shall the land not tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it, and all of it shall swell like the river, heave and subside, like the river of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and will darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on every waist, and baldness on every head. I will make it like mourning for an only son, and its end like a bitter day." In a Q&A, the Church of the Eternal God website, update 305, that goes way back then, 305. We want to take a note and look at it. It's update 305, August 3rd, 2007. Mr. Norbert Link answers the question, quote, "What is meant with the prophesied famine of the word, as alluded to in Amos 8, 11 through 12. I'll read part of the answer. God says in that passage that they, the people, will suffer from a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. This does not necessarily say that the words of the Lord are not going to be preached or taught anymore, but rather that those people will not be able to hear or understand them. They will not recognize them as God's word, which is binding on them and which needs to be obeyed. The people will have allowed their minds or hearts to harden so much that none of God's word will find entrance into their minds. This would most certainly include those who once knew and understood God's word, but who decided to turn their back on God and exchange his words of truth for the lie. Brethren, by learning and taking in the word of God now and understanding the richness of our instruction manual for living God's way of life, the spiritual food will overshadow the spiritual famine in our lives when the really bad times come. If one seeks the kingdom of God first and obeys God, blessing will pour out, including being, quote unquote, filled. As Matthew 6:33 says, for my last scripture, I will read it from the Contemporary English Version, Matthew 6:33, quote, but more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. We all live in crazy times these days, the end times. It's obvious. God is watching. Famine is in the category of starvation, a curse. There's nothing good that comes out of famine but misery and ultimately death. God in Jesus Christ wants us to live, you and me, and wants everyone to be in his kingdom. God and his son Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us, wants us to be in the blessings portion of Deuteronomy 28, not the cursings portion. There's no gray area. But when God's government, with Jesus ruling in his return, there will be abundance in life. We will grow our own food, our own produce. Water will flow in excess. No need to triple filter, even quadruple filter our water today to take the poisons out of it. We'll be able to drink from the streams and the creeks. What a time that will be.